This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares on Memorial Day. Brad is engineering. Thank you, Brad, for engineering USA Prepares today. You know, Memorial Day is a it's an American holiday. And it's observed on the last Monday of May. And this is a day when we honor the men and women who have died in the service of our country. So today, Monday, May 29th, 2023, is Memorial Day. Now, originally, it was not known as Memorial Day. It was known as Decoration Day. And it originally followed the Civil War, because so many have died in the Civil War, the first American Civil War. There were so many who died that we needed to build cemeteries for all the war dead. It was just an enormous number. More people have died in the Civil War than any other American conflicts. And the Civil War ended in spring of 1865, as I mentioned, it claimed more lives than any other conflict in U.S. history. And because of it, and it was on our soil, we did it to ourselves. It required the building of the first national cemeteries in the country. And by the late 1860s, Americans in towns across the country began holding these tributes to the fallen soldiers. And what they did was they decorated their graves with flowers. And they prayed. And then the federal government decided that we needed to have a 3-day weekend for federal employees. So we now celebrate on Monday, the last Monday of this month. And that gives us Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. 3 days. So the federal employees can have a 3-day weekend. Now you may think I'm kidding about that, but I'm not. I'm not kidding. That's why it was established on a Monday. And people seem to enjoy Memorial Day. I think it's a sad day. I think it's a day of remembering those who have died. And some people talk about the celebration of life. You know, when someone dies, it's a celebration of life. To me, it's a real sad time. When one of our animals dies, it's a sad time. When a family member dies, it's a sad time. And so today doesn't seem like it's a joyous occasion to me. It seems like it's a sad day. So, today is the day that we honor those who have died in America's wars. And there are a bunch of them. I mean, we've had the Civil War, we've had World War I, we've had World War II, the Vietnam War, or the Vietnam conflict, the Korean War, then we've had the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. So it's a sad time, and I just wanted to share some of my thoughts and some of the history behind it. But, you know, literally, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which established Memorial Day as the last Monday in May, literally to create a three-day weekend for federal employees. And that change went into effect during my lifetime in 1971. And that same law in 1971 declared Memorial Day as a federal holiday. So a little bit about Memorial Day. And I remember my grandparents referring to this day as Decoration Day. Literally, they didn't call it Memorial Day. They called it Decoration Day until the federal government decided to rename it. Okay, so back to the mud wasps for just a few minutes. So the mud wasps like a place that's safe for them, that they can get in and out of. It's, you know, tight and is protected from the weather. So if they can come into your garage or your shop or your barn, and they can fly in and find a hole in for ventilation and cooling of the air compressor motor or the drill press motor or the central vacuum cleaner motor, they like that. And they can really mess them up. So all of those devices we have evicted the mud wasps from. And as a matter of fact, I have a nice, warm environment for them. And they can fly in there, and it has, it's a cabinet. It's a cabinet that holds some of our networking equipment. And it had a slot. I bought these cabinets used surplus. And for telephone connections, where all they have a star configuration. At our farmhouse, where all the telephone wires start at one place and they radiate out to the various rooms. So the telephone wires, the network cable, and it's all in this box, this electrical box, if you will. It's oh, it's probably the size of a wall safe, maybe 14 and a half inches wide, 4 inches deep, 3.5 inches deep, maybe 16 inches tall for the door. And the mud wasps could fly in there and set up shop and mess up the electrical wiring and reduce the airflow to the network switches that are in this box. So what I did was I took some epoxy and some window screen, and for the air ventilation holes, I had to make them smaller, the size of window screen. So I epoxied some window screen on there, and everybody's happy. The mud wasps can't get in there anymore. The network wiring, the telephone switching cables, it all works fine. So you might have to do that. There's another place that these mud wasps seem to like, at least at our farm, and we have these can lights. And so outside on the veranda, we have 4 can lights, and we have a soffit. And so the can lights don't hang down. They're recessed in the ceiling of the roof of the veranda. And so we have these LED light bulbs that you screw in these recessed fixtures. And there's a bezel, a plastic bezel, and these mud wasps fly in there. And it's great because it's outside. They can come and go as they please. It's up so tall that we don't tend to bother them. The LED light bulbs last, you know, years and years and years. So they've got a pretty stable environment there. But what happens is they build their nest on the base of the LED bulb. Now, the LED bulb has a heat sink. And I'm talking about an Edison style. Looks like an incandescent light bulb, but it's LED. And if you really look at them, you'll see it has a plastic lens, the bulb, and then there's an aluminum component that's typically painted white. And then there's the socket base. Well, the aluminum part is the heatsink for the electronic power regulation for the LED array And if the mud wasps build their nest all around that light bulb heatsink, the heatsink will overheat and the light bulbs will burn out real fast. So it's a never-ending battle with the mud wasps. And so what I think I'm going to do is fabricate a piece of screen that will allow cooling. The bulb can go through the screen. It will keep the mud wasps out, and the light bulbs will last a lot longer. So I just wanted to share with you some thoughts about the ill effects of having mud wasps show up at your place. Now, Kathy called me yesterday. Kathy in Ohio, USA Prepares instructor. And she had a question, a very interesting question, about a family member or friend who bought a screen to cover the outside air conditioning unit or the heat pump unit. You know, that big box that makes a lot of noise outside. Well, I had some thoughts about that. And so Kathy asked if we could talk about air conditioning units and efficiency and service and maintenance and those kinds of things and what my thoughts are about that on Thursday. So we'll dedicate some time to that. So if you're interested in learning how to make your outside or your central air conditioning system or your central heat pump system work better, longer, use less current, less electricity, all those things, we can talk about that on Thursday. And it's interesting because she was describing a neighbor and how the neighbor had to buy a whole new unit because of some things he didn't know and didn't think about. And it was an expensive proposition, and it all could have been avoided, in my opinion. Now, I haven't seen it, but based on what she told me, and we'll go through this in detail on Thursday. So if you're interested, that would be an interesting class. Next thing is vices. And I'm not talking about the vice squad. I'm talking about if you want to buy a vice. And I was looking at in our shop. And one of the first things that I did when we built this house, and before we even started painting, was I built a workbench in the garage, which is attached to the house, as part of the house. So I have a built-in workbench, and at the corner, outside corner, left-hand side of the workbench, I put a vise. I've had this vise for years and years and years. Maybe it's probably 40 years old, maybe 50. And it's a real handy thing. And I wanted to tell you some of the things to look for if you want to buy a vise. Number one, don't buy a Chinese vise, because Chinese iron is porous. At least in the ones I've seen. And so when you tighten up a Chinese vise, it's likely to crack because it's second-rate iron, second-rate casting, second-rate quality, second-rate attention to detail. I haven't seen a good one yet. Now, there may be good ones out there. I just haven't seen one. So the parts of a vise are there's the base that you mount to the workbench. There's the anvil. And it's important that you find, if you're going to buy a vise, get one with an anvil right behind the jaws. It's a flat surface, and sometimes you have to straighten out metal or cotter pins or things like that. You want to tap them with a hammer, but you need a flat, hard surface. And that's what that's for. Then there's the static jaw, and then there's the sliding jaw, and then there's the slide, and then there's the handle, and then there's the screw.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I don't think this is a topic that's ever talked about on radio, but that's a vice, a bench vice, a mechanics vice, a workshop vice, utility vice. So I went out during the break and I looked at the one that I installed 18 years ago here at the farm. And it's a 5.5-inch jaw vice. And I bought it at Sam's Club about 30 years ago. And they had one, they were blowing them out, and it was a really high quality vise. Probably, I'm thinking about $40, 40. I'm looking at vises on the internet right now, I can't believe it. I'm looking at Lowe's.com, L-O-W-E-S. And there's a Wilton vise, it's $479. Here's another one, $614. Here's a pretty inexpensive one, but it doesn't have anywhere near the features that mine has. It's $374. Here's another one, a 4-inch one, $925. Here's one that's pretty close to, it looks cheesy compared to mine. It's a 5.5-inch cast iron multipurpose bench vise, $327. That's a lot of money for a vise, don't you think? So, I bought a second one several years ago, and it was on Craigslist, and it was $50, I think, either $35 or $50, and it was really heavy, a really heavy vise, but it had something I didn't like, and it had a tilt and swivel, and it rotates it around 360 degrees or almost, at least 180 degrees. That's a pretty nice vise, but the ends of the handle that you turn to tighten the vise are just swedged. So it's a piece of steel, unplated steel. And the factory would put this plate, the steel bar inside the screw and swedge it so that it wouldn't fall out. And it's not all that comfortable to use. I don't like it. But it's in the barn, and I don't use it as often as I use one in the mechanics shop, in our auto shop. Now, the one in the auto shop has these round screw-in balls at the end of the handle. Really nice. It's easy on the hands. It was designed to be used rather than designed to be used once in a while. So when you look at a vise, what you ought to do is consider some of these things, like how many bolts will hold it down. Is it two? Is it three? Is it four? Okay. And does it have an anvil? How wide are the jaws? The wider the jaws, the more useful it is. And, if you're putting a piece of pipe in there and you're sawing off a piece of pipe, it's better to have a 5-inch jaw than it is to have a 3-inch jaw. And because you can hold the pipe more securely when you're cutting it with a hacksaw. Just a few things that, I think are worth paying attention to. And if it's a Chinese vise, if you're going to use it for the home and you're not going to subject it to any stresses, then it might be okay. And I bought one many years ago when I lived on the East Coast, when I was a child, probably in the 70s. And I tightened up something with the vise, and the vise actually cracked. The fixed body of the vise literally cracked under the stress of using the vise. Now, it wasn't like I was hammering on it. I was just tightening it. And I had to repair it. But it's really hard to weld cast iron. Really hard. I don't care what anybody says. It's really, really difficult. And why did it break in the first place? Because it was substandard, right? So just because it's painted, just because it's sold by a store, just because it's in a box and has some name that you've never heard of before, doesn't mean it's quality. It does not. So I'm thinking, if I were buying another vise today, I would buy a used vise that was well maintained, oiled. The screw would be oiled so that it wouldn't wear out. It wouldn't be sloppy. It would have ball ends on the handle. It would have at least three mounting points to the workbench. And it would be real heavy, and it would be at least 5-inch jaws. And that's what I would look for. And what are you talking about? You're talking about something that's 25 pounds, something like that, in weight. I'm guessing, but it'd be pretty heavy. And that's what you want. You don't want a lightweight vise. You want a heavy one. When we come back, I've got a little bit of fence charges I want to talk about.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have about 2 days to gather enough House votes to pass the spending and debt ceiling bill the two agreed to over the weekend.
The agreement prevents the worst possible crisis, a default, for the first time in our nation's history.
The bill would raise the debt limit for 2 years and also strengthen work requirements for federal public assistance programs and rescind unused COVID-19 funding. The House vote set for Wednesday. Around the world, Japan's Nikkei stock index rose by more than 1% on news of the deal. The UK's FTSE is up by 0.75%. The U.S. markets are closed for Memorial Day. State Farm says it will no longer insure new homes and businesses in California thanks to the record number of wildfires over the past 6 years and the risk of a lot more. Current customers of State Farm will get to keep their policies. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again,
877-279-9422. Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, just me today. And I was thinking about this, the amount of funding it takes to send a child to the government training camp. Well, here in our neck of the woods, it's somewhere around $11,000 a year. It's one of the lower cost environments to send a child to kindergarten through 12th grade. Somewhere around $11,000 a year. It's extremely high as far as I can tell, because when I went to the university, it was $5,000 a year. $5,000 to go to a top 40 university. And at the time, in the 1970s, and now it's $11,000 to send your child to kindergarten in Missouri. Can you imagine that? Well, there's a high school in Texas, and they've made the news, and I can't believe it. So this Texas high school is forced to postpone graduation, you know, the ceremony, because that's a small school. And you would think if you have a small school and you have a high ratio, meaning a lot of teachers to students, you would be able to make sure that you could focus the education and every student would do really well. Well, Marlin High School, M-A-R-L-I-N, high school in Texas, had to postpone its graduation for about a month because five students were eligible to graduate. Only five. Now, it's a class of 33, so it's a small class, small senior class. But only five of the 33 students were eligible to graduate. You know, they had an internal audit to make sure that the students had passed all the necessary requirements in order to receive that sheepskin that said that they met all the requirements to be issued a diploma. Five students. And of course the school is saying, well, it's not really our fault because the students don't want to come to school and they skip classes, they don't show up, and it's their fault. And the parents are saying, you know, what happened with the school? What did you guys do? What did you not do? Well, it's everybody. It's the students plus the parents plus the school. That is what's in the equation to equal education. So it's the parents, the students, and the school system are all involved in educating the students. So a lot of people are really upset. Now, the students want to graduate and get on with their lives, but they didn't meet the requirements. And why is it that the parents weren't involved for the last 4 years? Saying, you don't have any homework again? This week, last week, the week before, parents aren't paying attention to where their children are. The parents aren't going to meet with the teachers. You know, there's parent-teacher conferences. Parents can show up anytime they want to go to a school. Just show up unannounced and say, I just want to see what y'all are doing. I just came here to sit in with my son. And by the way, I'm going to go to school with my son today. I'm going to go to school with my daughter today. I'm going to be in class because I want to see what you guys are doing. I'm going to show up in the morning. I'm going to go to the bathroom breaks with my child. I'm going to go to recess. I'm going to go to lunch. I'm going to go to every single class. I'm going to be there. And with your permission, I want to ride the bus. I want to see what it's like. Because it's costing thousands of dollars a year for this lack of education. So now the question is, Marlin Independent School District in Marlin, Texas. Texas. It's one of the 50 states. It ranks 1,571 out of 1,876 high schools. So it's near the bottom. It's not at the very bottom, but it's pretty close. How much would you expect the per pupil expenditure would be? I did a little bit of research because I wanted to know. $22,193 is what it costs to send a student to Marlin High School. $22,193 a year. That's darn close to $100,000 for 4 years of high school. Darn close. These are enormous numbers, aren't they? Is this just my imagination, or y'all see what I see? So $22,193 times 12 years is $266,000 to send your child to school in the Marlin Independent School District. Over $250,000. So for those who have gone through the entire Marlin Independent School District school system for 12 years, that doesn't include kindergarten, that's just first grade through 12th. If you include kindergarten, it's even more expensive. Over $250,000. And only 5 of the students have met the requirements to graduate. So the entire school, high school, has a ratio of 10.6 students. Let's say 11 students per teacher. That's a pretty high ratio of teachers to students. Pretty high. That's a really, I mean, I would like to see my child go to a school with that many teachers. There are a total of 229 students in the high school. You would think that every teacher would know every student's name, right? With only 229? Well, here's the racial breakdown. I'm just reporting what I read. African American is the highest percentage, 51%. Hispanics, 39%. White, 8%. Now, the federal government provides an opportunity for those who don't meet income requirements to get free lunch or discounted lunch. And believe it or not, the schools like that. When our child attended a school in Missouri, they asked us if we would please sign up for the free lunch or discounted lunch program because the school gets funding. The more students that are on the free or discounted lunch program, the more funding the school gets. So even if you can afford your own lunch, the school system wants you to get a free or reduced lunch or discounted lunch. Can you imagine that? Our child paid his own way. So what percentage in Marlin of the students get free or reduced lunch? 99%. I guess that means two students out of the whole school don't. Not 2%, two students in the whole school pay their own way. This is an example of what is really broken in the United States. But it's not just the school system. I mean, they play the biggest part. They certainly do play the biggest part. And I've been a public school teacher. I know what it's like being a public school teacher. And I've seen the teachers at 3:05. The bell rings and the teachers are racing the students out the door. They want to get out of there. They want to go home or do something else. They can't wait to leave. Get the students on the bus and let's go home. And, you know, I would look around at as soon as the bell rang when I was teaching high school. I'd be the last guy there. You would think the teachers would be there at 3:30. Nope. You'd think they'd be there at 3:15. Nope. You'd think they'd be... I was there at 6 o'clock every night. Minimum. And I would get there sometimes 6 o'clock in the morning to make sure I was ready for my students. As a matter of fact, one Monday, I went to, and I had the best parking space in the whole school system. Because I had a choice of every single parking space. Every one. And the school system gave me keys to the school. Because I was teaching manufacturing. I was teaching computer science. I was teaching how to build computer service computers, write computer technical manuals, you know, those kinds of things. So I was there like 7 days a week. And I parked right up front, right next to the side door to my classroom, which was, and the reason my classroom had an exit door, it was called a cafetorium. This classroom was a combination of a cafeteria-sized room plus an auditorium. It was the biggest room in the whole school. And the side door was right next to the parking lot. I'm talking like 30 feet maybe. You know, car length and a half. So I could park right in the front parking space, right next to the door, use my keys, open the side door, lock the side door, go into my classroom. And the teachers hated me because I had the best parking space in the whole school. Now, if they got there at 5 o'clock in the morning, they could have the best parking space. But they got there, you know, a couple minutes before class started. You know, around 8 o'clock something. And I was there 2 hours before they were there. So I got to pick any parking space I wanted. And I picked the one closest to my door. And one day, I would get there so early one day on a Monday, a sheriff's deputy showed up with a gun. His pistol. Shaving cream on his face. School didn't tell me they put a new alarm system in for my, because I had so much inventory in the classroom, they wanted to protect it. So they put an alarm system in and it silently called the sheriff's office. And the alarm went off. I didn't know about it. They didn't tell me. The deputy came out ready to arrest me. He goes, "Oh, it's you. What are you doing here?" "I'm working." but they were used to seeing me because my class was pretty well known throughout the county. It was the big deal. It really was. We were on the 6 o'clock news, 11 o'clock news. We were in the newspaper all the time. We were on Virginia News Network. We were on television because of, you know, the advancements we were making in education. So I know a little bit about education. Not that I was trained as an educator. Not that I was trained as a broadcaster. I'm just learning as I go. But education is busted. It's broken in the United States of America.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Two last topics I'd like to talk about today's 5-Minute University. One of them is landline wiring. So we built our house 18 years ago. We wired every single room with an electric blue box, a 22 cubic inch blue box, extra deep, and at the same height as the receptacle boxes, you know, along the floor, between 18 and 24 inches off the floor. And in those blue electrical boxes that you can get at the big box stores, and nail them onto the studs, in those boxes are Ethernet cable, a couple of those, a coaxial cable, which we've never used in case we wanted to put television signal into the room, and a couple telephone cables. So there's between 4 and 6 cables in each one of those boxes. And then there's a cover plate with connectors, jacks, if you will. So there's the telephone style 4-pin jacks, and then there's the 8-pin Ethernet, you know, the RJ45 or the RJ11 for the telephone. And we haven't done anything with the coaxial cable, so it's just coiled up in the box and pushed behind the cover plate. Well, when you're wiring telephone landlines, what we did was two arrangements. One is the bus, which is arrangement. The other is a star configuration. A bus is you go. Let's say your wiring enters into your garage. You go from your garage to your kitchen. Then you go from your kitchen to bedroom number one. Then from bedroom number one, you go to bedroom number two, and then on to bedroom number three, on to, you know, the den or the office or the library or the great room or the living room, wherever the next station is. But the problem with that is if there's a connection corrosion problem or there's a failure at any point, the downstream connections are broken. So, but it uses less wire. So the advantage is less wire. The disadvantage is more failure prone. The way we wired our house was a star configuration. We started out in a one central point in this wiring cabinet. And every single cable starts there and ends in a blue box in some room. So, for example, the living room has its own box. The bedroom has its own box. The studio has its own box. The kitchen has its own box. And those are directly wired to the wiring cabinet. So if there's a failure, only one of those connections will fail. That's easy to isolate because I marked them. But how do you make sure that you have the color coding right? Because with a telephone wiring system, there are typically four colored wires. One of them is red, another one's green. Another one's yellow, another one's black. So the red and green are one pair, and the yellow, black are another pair. But how do you make sure that the red wire goes to the right pin on the jack and the green goes to the right pin? Well, there's a really neat tool, and you could used to be able to buy it at Harbor Freight. And I don't like Harbor Freight for most things, but they're improving their quality since they pushed most American manufacturers out of the way. Well, they've improved the quality, and they used to have this device for $2.99. That was before the current administration. Now it's $10 to $12. But it is a little cylindrical tester, and on one end there's a telephone plug, like on your telephone line cord from your telephone set to the wall. It's just like that connector. You plug it in, and it will light up either red or green or no light. No light means it's not connected to the telephone line, because the telephone line is battery-powered from the telephone company. If it's wired backwards, let's say you have the red and the green wires reversed when you hooked it up, it'll light up red. It'll tell you they're backwards. If it lights up green when you plug it in, this tester, you know you've got it wired properly. So I have one of these, and it's a great little tool for testing your telephone wiring. Now, I don't know what the current price at Harbor Freight is, but I found one on eBay for like $12. Same thing. Maybe you can get it at Harbor Freight for less than that. You might want to try that. It's a telephone line tester. Next thing is electric fence chargers, also called fence energizers. Now, there's the AC models that use 110 volts. There is a DC model that uses a car battery or a marine battery. And then there's the solar-powered ones. And then within those classes, there's the ones that are currently full-time energized, and then there's the ones that pulse. So the ones that pulse produce a high-voltage pulse of current, let's say every second and a half. It's a lot of voltage, and it'll shock through weeds. The constant-on ones, which are way less expensive, will not shock through weeds. So if you have tall grass and it touches the electric fence wire, it'll appear that your fence charger doesn't work. Well, it might work. It might be operable, but the current is being sent to the ground through the moisture in the grass. So get the right kind of fence charger and make sure weeds don't short it out. Chris, thanks so much for being with us. Thank you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.